Mac alluded to it. Coming up in an hour, we'll get into Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southlanteau. Get in the know with Jay Southlanteau. You do have football this month. You have to wait till the last day of this month, but the Hall of Fame game is July 31st versus the Los Angeles Chargers and the Detroit Lions. And the football Hall of Fame class this year is Antonio Gates, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Sterling Sharp. Boy, have I gotten old. Because I remember Jared Allen literally as a defensive end for the Chiefs his first year. Number 69, hog tying the quarterback and doing the whole whatever.
Yeah, these are your guys. These are your childhood guys now.
Right. I mean, that's what happens. You get older. Yep. I went to Alex Gordon's debut. I went to Alex Gordon's introduction into the Royals Hall of Fame. Insane. Age and time is undefeated. So, So you have a Hall of Fame game on the 31st of July. You have the 4th of July coming up on Friday. You've got Mac and myself for one more day, but you have 67 days until the Chiefs will be in Sao Paulo playing those Los Angeles Chargers. So, Mac, take it away.
It's today.
If worms
had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Let's do it. 67 days. You mentioned it. Till the Chargers take an L from the Chiefs. Denver Chargers. So who would you least like to see? Let's say the Chiefs, for whatever reason, don't get it done, right? They're not in the Super Bowl in February.
I've already had to watch the Royals the last week. I don't need this, Mac.
Well, the difference is that's real negativity. This is all hypothetical, because that's the only kind of negativity that can surround the Chiefs is hypothetical ones, unless it's the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If they're not in the Super Bowl, they don't have a chance to compete for the Lombardi this February. Who would you least like to see win a Super Bowl this year out of these teams? The Broncos, the Chargers, the Bengals, the Bills, or the Ravens? 913-586-7965. Who do you least want to see out of those teams hoist the Lombardi Trophy in February? Denver, LA, Cincy, Buffalo, or Baltimore?
Denver, it's easy.
Okay.
I don't want to see Bo Nix do it in his second year as a starter. I don't want to see Sean Payton do it, who I believe Pro Football Focus has as the second best coach in the NFL behind yours truly, Andy Reid. I don't want to see Denver do it. I for sure don't want to see the Chargers do it, because then it would be like, what's the narrative on Jim Harbaugh, right? Been to two Super Bowls with two different teams, won a Super Bowl with the Chargers, got it done in L.A.
He'll join an elite list of winning in college and winning in the pros, too.
No doubt. And I wouldn't be mad. Now, if I can play along the season, like if the Chiefs were to lose an AFC Championship game to Cincinnati or Buffalo, I would hate to see one of them win it. But, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if Baltimore won it. No, I wouldn't be mad if Buffalo won it.
Agreed.
I wouldn't be mad if Cincy won it.
Really?
I would not be mad.
Oh, they're my number one. They're above Denver for me.
F that.
Yeah. Cincy, then Denver, yeah, man.
Because
I want to see them lose
Cincinnati
every game.
Won the Super Bowl, 10-2 on 96.5 The Fan would be absolute gold.
It'd be must-see.
And I don't mean Alex Gold. I mean absolute must-listen.
Yeah.
Because all those guys do is just drown Drew with Cincinnati sucks. Joe Burrow can't get it done. What are they going to say now if he does it? Drew will lock in for 4 hours. Cody and Gold will go on vacation together, and they never do that. And Drew would just
be Drew for 4 hours.
I mean, exactly, 100%. And what? I don't know. I mean, Buffalo would be fun.
I don't have a problem, like you said, with Buffalo or Baltimore getting there.
I just can't see Denver doing it. I don't want to see Denver
that.
Do it.
I get that. They're right there. They're like tied with Cincinnati for me. It's right there. I'm kind of the same with the Chargers. I wouldn't like it, but it's similar to Buffalo and Baltimore. I wouldn't be too pissed off. I mean, if I threw Philadelphia in there, would that change anyone's answers?
Because I would hate to see that.
That's up there, man.
Because then you would definitely have the whole thing of like, Roseman's better than Veach.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sirianni's getting close to Andy Reid's legacy. All this type of dog water stuff. I don't want to see them win back-to-back. Let me have the Chiefs be the back-to-back guys for at least a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots got to relish that for 20-plus years. Give me two decades of that. We're the back-to-back kings now.
Who needs it more, Buffalo, Baltimore, or Cincinnati? Buffalo?
It's Buffalo or Cincinnati. It's certainly not Baltimore.
I mean, you think about it. Buffalo went four straight years to the Super Bowl, never won.
Yep.
Now they've had, what, every year they've been bounced by the Chiefs? And finally they get over the hump? I mean, you can't win the Super Bowl every year. You'd like to. But, I mean, as long as they don't beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, because then it's just like, eh. But at least they beat us. Because then you have that mentality, right? Like, if you lose in the Final Four, like, let's say Tennessee loses to Florida in the Final Four, and then Florida goes to the National Championship and wins, you're like, well, at least we lost to the champions. You kind of have that moral victory. As you'd have. Denver winning it means you'd have the narrative of, there's a new sheriff in the West.
Oh, for sure.
There's a new team to beat in the West. And
Sean Payton better than Andy Reid?
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, yeah, that would happen. Is Andy Reid really the best offensive mind in that division?
And then Austin 316 says Denver winning means the Chiefs and Broncos have the same number of championships. Can't have it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You want to change your opinion?
I don't like that. Oh, that is tough, man.
Because then what if they have like a Chiefs legend hand the trophy to Denver like they had John Elway hand it to Andy Reid?
That would suck.
Oh. Yeah, no. Because they're not a division team. You don't have to go. Because then you know what's going to happen. The next year, Thursday night, the game's going to be at Mile High.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be the Denver and Kansas City rematch. And we're going to have to watch Denver get their rings and now tied with the Chiefs for most titles in the division. Woofta.
It's probably like 60-40 from the text line. 60 Denver and 40 Cincy.
40 cents?
Yeah, 40 cents, yeah. Second Cindy, Bengals easily, Broncos, Bills, then the Chargers, Drew Nixon's Bengals, all of the above. The answer is always Denver.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jackson.
I get that.
Denver's my most hated franchise of any sport. More than the Cleveland Guardians, more than the White Sox, more than the Tigers, more than the Twins, more than the Chargers, more than Buffalo. I have a sports unhealthy hate towards the Denver Broncos. They put Vaseline on their jerseys when they played the Chiefs, so we couldn't tackle them. John Elway's legacy was helped by Terrell Davis. Yeah, John Elway was great, but Terrell Davis was the reason they got to the Super Bowl and won.
So overrated.
Neil Smith left these Chiefs and went and won two rings with the Broncos.
Not a traitor, Dusty.
He's not. He was given up on by Carl Peterson, apparently.
If Buffalo wins, the national narrative would be Allen over Mahomes. Absolutely. That's going to be the national narrative pretty much no matter who wins, right?
Yeah, but then we could all just sit back and be like, yeah, call me when he gets three.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's fine. I mean.
Exactly. Also, the record if Josh Allen won would be, what, 1-4 in the playoffs versus Patrick Mahomes? Cool, you got one.
Right. But I also like the fact that how Mahomes never beat Brady in the playoffs. I'd like to have somebody be that guy for Mahomes. Where, like, that guy never beat Mahomes in the playoffs. And right now, that's Josh Allen. It's not Joe Burrow, but it's either Lamar Jackson or it's Josh Allen. And in this situation, one of those would have to go away. Because you'd got to think that the Chiefs would lose to somebody in these teams to where they would move on to go get the Lombardi
trophy. Yeah.
Somebody says, Dusty, hating Denver in pro football is like hating Alabama in college. And then somebody from JTR says, Dusty, what about the Raiders? Come on, all Chiefs fans hate the Raiders. I'm not from that era.
Yeah, I hate the Raiders.
So I don't know how old JTR is.
Not as much as Denver or Cincinnati, frankly.
Like, I just don't hate the Raiders. Outside of the Rich Gannon year, really weren't relevant in my lifetime. Denver from 96 when I was 9 years old to now, like throughout almost my entire life since 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
It was always Denver my whole life. John Elway ripping out my young, healthy heart at the time and stomping on it.
That was me with Manning.
1997, the Chiefs were 13-3, held Denver in the divisional round and lost, and Denver went on to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Then they go get Peyton Manning. Then what's that guy's name? Emmanuel Sanders? I'm going to go to Kansas City. Check that. I'm going to go to Denver now.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. So, yeah, Denver's there. I don't want to see Denver do it. I can't see Denver do it. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. He gets $1.3 million and his direct deposit. Coming up on the other side, Kansas City missed again with an expansion team. It's sad, and it doesn't make sense. We'll dive into it here on the other side. I don't need to supply the fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Happy 4th of July week. Happy birthday month to Steven Spector. He will turn 51 on July 13th. So that's good.
Inspector.
If you could buy Steven Spector one birthday gift, what would it be? Why do I feel like all the texts here come in real music?
Agreed.
Also, please be careful on the 4th of July.
Yes.
My buddy, who's an EMT slash firefighter, says, be careful with the fireworks. I already had a dude blow his hand off last night.
Ugh, man. Yeah, be careful. With the fireworks, with the drinking. Uber.
Yeah, Uber.
Uber, dude. No Uber. Excuse.
Uber, Uber, Uber. And tip those Uber drivers.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. We'll get to start bench cut here in about 40 minutes. But yesterday, we were told the reality came to truth because what was it? Detroit, Philadelphia, and gosh, what's the other
one? Was it Chicago? No, Chicago already has one. Detroit, yeah. Philly. Oh, come on, man.
Either way, there were three expansion teams added to the WNBA. Kansas City was not one of them. Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Detroit?
Yep.
So, no WNBA team coming to Kansas City.
Not yet.
I thought was interesting because I've seen what the KC Current have done for a female sport. I mean, for crap's sakes, they were playing on a deserted high school field about 4 years ago. Now they have a sickle stadium down there. Was that the Riverside? Is that what that's called? I don't know names. I've lived here my whole life, and I just found out where Starlight was. And don't leave me on this island alone.
I was there, too. Yeah,
you
know,
were with
didn't
me.
Know, didn't know.
You and I both found out that Starlight yes. was across the street from the zoo.
I was like, whoa.
When we went and did some work for the station. I was like, oh, that's where Starlight is. I'm glad I just said that in my car alone. But, yeah, no WNBA expansion team in Kansas City for now.
That stinks.
But
I like the cities they chose, though.
Yeah, because your take is if you're going to grow your market, you got to go to big, big markets. But I mean, Detroit,
well,
Kansas City.
Not just big markets. My thing is more a market that's established with basketball. And Cleveland happens to have a successful NBA team. So going to clinging on to those markets first, I think, is a good idea. And then, yes, you're right. Get a Kansas City. Name another team that doesn't have an NBA or WNBA team that would be good. Nashville, right?
Mm.
Those are some cities that could be good options. But first, get those established markets with fan bases that you know will go to the games.
Do you think an WNBA team would succeed in Kansas City like they played at the T-Mobile Center?
I mean, women's sports has done pretty well in this city.
Yeah, I mean, we have one sample size, right?
Yeah.
But it's great.
But it's great. People
Tickets
love it.
Tickets are hard to get.
Yes.
They're successful.
It's a fantastic stadium.
They had a huge backing.
They did, which
and
is needed.
By the way, Caitlin Clark, who's from Iowa, is just north of the city.
Exactly.
Right?
She's a Chiefs fan.
And Taylor Swift fan.
Yes.
Which I don't know what that means,
and,
but yeah,
well,
she's
I mean,
definitely
helps.
A diehard Chiefs fan.
Yes.
And
who? What is Kansas like as a state more, soccer or basketball?
And then imagine if at one point you had Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes, and Caitlin Clark all in your city. Hello.
Come on, like, dude.
Hello. That's if the stadiums were to stay there, which I don't really dive into that conversation, but I'm just saying if they were to stay put,
yes,
you'd have Mahomes, Bobby Witt Jr., Caitlin Clark possibly coming home to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to play in Indiana anymore. I think I want to get closer to home, which I don't know how much further Indiana is to Iowa and Iowa is to Kansas City. Be interesting to see what the total mileage is.
Mahomes where the heart is.
Mahomes is where the heart is?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
I said home is, but Mahomes is where the heart is, works better. So I'll take that. I'll act like I said that.
I mean, then you'd have, the two most popular athletes in their sports, Plus, you'd have Bobby Witt Jr., who's the starting shortstop for Team USA next summer.
Yep.
Be pretty sick. But I don't know. I think the WNBA is definitely going to show more possibilities of expansion.
Yeah, adding those three gives them 16 teams now, which they needed that badly because most of these girls getting drafted aren't even making the team.
Which means what? They might get two more in the next expansion?
Yep. Probably get to 18 and then see how that goes, and then maybe you get to
and
20.
And Vegas already has theirs.
Yep.
They're the aces.
Boston, Nashville, and Kansas City are the three.
Boston would make sense.
Boston makes a lot of sense.
And Nashville makes sense.
Nashville makes some sense, too.
But they don't have an NBA team.
No NBA. They have Memphis.
Yeah.
The NBA means come on. Memphis. The NBA shouldn't be in Memphis, okay? This is a separate conversation, but...
Tell that to the grenade launcher. Have you seen the baseball players are starting to do that celebration?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Ronald Acuna did it the other day.
Hell yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which that's kind of how that goes. Once you have an iconic celebration, people will mimic it.
It's a great celebration.
It's like, do they still do the gritty anymore? Like, is Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson still doing that? I mean, I do it better than most.
Oh, you do it fantastic. Every morning, walking across the glass. It's
just
great.
So white.
Whiter, you gritting in real life or me gritting in Fortnite after I win a game?
Me in real life.
Yeah, probably.
There's not much more that says, like, suburban white dude than me trying to do the gritty.
Men's wieners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think expansion will help this league.
It should.
Yeah.
Because the talent's going to be a surplus eventually because of the trailblazing that Caitlin Clark and Paige are doing.
Yes. Yes.
Hate her or not, Angel Reese.
Yep. Juju Watkins at a USC is going to come. There's lots of good talent.
She's still 2 years away?
I think she'll have the ability to come out after the season. We'll see if she does. I wouldn't if I were her.
Because she tore ACL in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So she might miss the first half of the season.
She'll probably miss a good amount of the first half of the season.
It also depends on what her NIL is in USC. Exactly. Plus, like, you know.
Exactly. There's more money in college for these girls.
In this sport, for sure.
Yes, in this sport, there's just no question. That's why Paige Beckers could have came out 2 years ago. She's just like, I'll make
I'll stay at UConn with Gino.
However much, but $10, $15 million.
What was the girl's name that came out of Oregon a couple years ago?
Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah.
She just missed that. Yeah, she's a huge baller.
She would have made a ton of money in Oregon.
She would have killed it.
With Phil Nike up there.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. She missed it by like 2 or 3 years. But yeah, she's over there killing it in New York. So yeah, I'm excited. I mean, Kansas City, they have put themselves, I think, in a solid position to maybe be that next expansion. Which would be great. Female sports have succeeded here. Every sports team that's gone pro here has succeeded and thrived. And not to mention that you mentioned Mahomes, you mentioned Bobby. There are stars here. This is a growing market, man.
Yeah. Do you think you'd rather have a hockey team or a WNBA team?
WNBA or hockey?
Because the answer is hockey, right? It's more entertaining.
It's close, man. I'm going to be honest. It's close for me. It is more entertaining. Is it more relevant? I don't know. It's not more relevant to me. I talk more. I think more about the WNBA. Those stars are more in my head than any NHL star. They're more than Connor McDavid.
But if you had a hockey team, you'd be all in.
Yeah, I'd go. It'd be fun. 100%. Those games are amazing. Hockey playoffs, too. And this city would cling on to a hockey team so quickly, man. I'm telling you what, if a city like Nashville can, then Kansas City would be berserk.
Somebody says, yo, me and Spec share a B-day.
Nice.
There you go.
W. That's what that got. W.
There you go.
816 says, what is Kansas more like more? Dude, it's Kansas City, Missouri. WTF, Mac. Come on, man.
Mac's awesome.
Just such a smooth ride.
I think if I could have my option NBA, WNBA, hockey, I would go NBA, hockey, WNBA. That's not a shot at the WNBA. It's just what I would enjoy personally more. NBA team, dear Lord.
Oh, for sure.
Whoever
that's
the star
one.
Is, I'd have their jersey. I'd wear it to every pool. Hopefully I get in a larger size than my Luka. The Luka jersey I have makes me look like the Michelin tire guy. It's not a good look. Got to drop some LBs to rock that thing eventually.
I'd have season tickets.
Of course.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have season tickets. You'd have a season credential.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, yeah. Yes.
You'd run into Spec's office, kick the door down, and be like, Spec, sign me up.
I'm first. Dibs, dibs, dibs.
Yeah. But man, I don't know, man. That's tough. I hope that they expand to two more teams. What are you laughing about?
She's such a smooth ride.
Well, obviously that. 816, KC already has a hockey team.
Oh.
Come on, no. Seriously.
They do. The Missouri Mavericks. Or the KC Mavericks. KC Mavs. It used to be the Missouri Mavs. Go Mavs!
KC's in Missouri? I'm just kidding. I'm just
okay,
riling up
okay,
the text line.
Okay,
I'm just
okay.
Riling up the text line. I would do... Honestly, man, yeah, I'm going to stick with this. NBA first. I'm going to take WNBA over hockey, and I think I'd rather, like, I'd be more entertained by a hockey game, but just me going to the games, getting credentialed, reporting on them, what I understand. I'm thinking about it, me personally, from a professional standpoint, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, WNBA.
That's why I said you're a WNBA insider. Think about it.
Damn it.
From the 816, dude, the WNBA is the definition of irrelevant. LOL.
Okay.
What's her name? Sabrina Carpenter? No, that's a different one.
Sabrina Ionescu?
Yeah. And then the teammate of Caitlin Clark?
Mm. Sophie Cunningham? Local?
Went to Mizzou?
Soon to be a friend of the show, maybe?
She's such a smooth ride.
Probably can't
never
play that
mind,
drop.
Never mind.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger. Happy 4th of July week.
Yeah. But then, yeah, Caitlin Clark with her shoe, too, man. That was crazy.
You're going to steal my on the come, aren't you?
Oh.
It's okay. I didn't write it in there.
On the come.
One more time.
On the come.
Fourth of July week. Give it to me three times.
On the come.
Better believe it, Daddy. Better believe it.
Well,
you alluded to it. The on the come is Caitlin Clark. You want to be Michael Jordan? You want to trailblaze a sport? You want to start it from the bottom and get to the top? Now you're here. Caitlin Clark's shoe sold out in 10 minutes. The Nike ad for her shoe was Jordan Kobe-esque. Like the eyes turned into like a
so
reptile,
cool.
The way she's in the locker room, the way they pushed it, and then the fact that it's sold out almost as fast as Sydney Sweeney's soap bar that for some reason has a hole in it. But that is a very, very important thing to know because I would also like to know how many males. Can you buy that shoe as a male? I'm just asking out of nowhere. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So how many people, are they the Caitlin Clark ones?
I think so.
So sold out in 10 minutes. So for those of you that say that she doesn't have an impact or that it'll burn out or it won't last, this is now, like, to be fair, year four of Caitlin Clark. Junior year at Iowa was the freshman year of like her being the big star. Comes back the next year, even higher. Gets drafted number one overall by the Indiana Fever. Pro debut, 40 games, 40 starts, rookie of the year. All the accolades are there. Next year, how can we top the previous three? We're going to make a shoe and it's going to sell out in 10 minutes. And I don't know if you watched the, I forget what the movie was called, but it's the one that Ben Affleck played Phil Knight, and they had the Michael Jordan. It was basically the development of the shoe. And
Air.
Great movie.
That was awesome. Yep.
How that developed and how that shoe basically catapulted outside of the dunk competition Michael Jordan's career and what it had done since then, it's insane. I mean, I remember working at Champ Sports back in 2006 and 7. And Jordan release day, you found out you had friends you didn't even know. Your phone was getting blown up from people that were like, hey, you're still working at Champ? You think you could hold me a pair of 11 and a halves? No. Victoria's Secret was right next door to Champ Sports, and they were mad because there was a line outside their store of people wanting to go into another store. Can you guys direct this another way? No, we can't. That is an amazing accomplishment. Not only that she got her own shoe, but the fact that it sold out in 10 minutes, and you had mentioned earlier about Paige, if she can continue to be that star, she can see this, she can see these opportunities happening, and they can see these opportunities happening and start marketing that way. Because first, they had to change arenas because too many people wanted to come and watch her play. Now they make a shoe. It sells out in 10 minutes. On the come, Caitlin Clark in that shoe.
Yeah, it was her player edition of the Kobe 5s.
That's right.
In Indiana Fever colorway. They look great, man. They look awesome. And you're right, that commercial, that was classic Nike, dude. That was then coming back. Mm-hmm. That felt like a classic ad, gave you goosebumps, made you feel the thrill of that athlete, had their vibe. Yeah, it was fantastic. They've done really well with Caitlin Clark and advertising her in that shoe. Looks pretty badass. For me, I'll go the other side of the WNBA. You mentioned her, Paige Bueckers, on the come. Right, she's going to be an all-star this season, 18.4 points per game, which is just a little over what Caitlin Clark's averaged in her 9 games played. And she's shooting better, and she's shooting better from the 3 as well. She's just an all-around great player. Paige Bueckers has got it all. She's a fantastic passer. She's a good defender. I think you made the comparison of Magic and Larry previously. I think that's correct. I think we've got, you know, if Asia Wilson's like the Bill Russell, you know, if you're combining all of these genres or all of these eras into one, you know, you've got Bill Russell already there, and then you've got these two, Magic and Larry, and then hopefully Juju Watkins is somewhat of a Michael Jordan coming in the next year or two. This league is just getting better and better, and I know we have texts, WNBA's boring, it's cringe, it's irrelevant. The fact that you even have an opinion on the WNBA that it's boring or cringe makes it more relevant than it was 5 years ago.
Right.
So that to me just says the story in its whole. But we've got a rivalry of the league versus Caitlin Clark when she's not even at her best, which I think so good for the league because Caitlin Clark's going to get so much better. She's going to be just egregiously good. And I think the same's with Paige Bueckers. But the fact that we're already at this point with the WNBA and they haven't reached the peak of their powers. It's great, man. Player rivalries is what we want, especially in basketball. It feels like you can actually get those one-on-ones. They guard each other. They're going to be jawing at each other. It's harder to get those in football. It's harder to get those in baseball. It's good for the WNBA.
Yeah. And you have, like you said, a mixed opinion. We have some people that we get it. You don't like the WNBA. We figured that out. Thank you so much. And then you have people that say Caitlin Clark is doing for the WNBA what Jordan did for the NBA.
Yeah.
That is something that you cannot disagree with because, yes, there's no dunk competition, but the shoe, the popularity, the changing of the sport,
mm-hmm.
right? Like when Jordan came to the NBA 85, like were people pining to watch the NBA in 1978 to 1984?
No.
The way they were from 86 to 99, 2000. And that all started with one person that then added so much more, right? Like the Larry and Magic rivalry was there, but then you throw in Jordan and it's Magic, Larry, and Jordan, right? Like it's all of that together. Then you have another text on here that says, my mom's been watching WNBA since Caitlin Clark came into the league. She's 60.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
I had a story the other week where I had my buddy, he was in town eating at Habanero's down the street from me in Lee Summit. They came by to say hi with their two kids. We had Caitlin Clark on the TV. It was 6:30. We were waiting for the Royals to start. They came in, eyes glued to the TV because it was Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Hitting threes from the logo going, she did it again. I'm like, what do you mean she did it again? Well, she did it last time she played. I'm like, so you know, the younger youth.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
They're exactly.
It doesn't just happen overnight. It happens over a period of time. The NFL figured that out. The MLB has lost a little bit of that, but they're starting to bring that back with the pitching matchups and exploiting them on national television or on MLB.com or MLB The Show or MLB whatever. And now the WNBA, they're getting more and more. Right now, it was Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And then it was the vets that started to come after, like Taurasi and Brittany Griner. And then all of a sudden, now here comes Paige. Soon here comes Juju. And I hate to tell you this, but in 3 to 4 years, there will be another WNBA superstar that will come into the league.
Oh, yeah.
And there'll be 4 to 5 of them, which means there'll be 4 to 5 teams that have something or someone that you can attach to and you can enjoy these games. And then you will see on ESPN, Caitlin Clark versus Paige. That'll be a matchup that people will watch. And then you'll have the definition of Allen versus Mahomes.
Yes.
Everyone will lean towards an opinion on why this person is better than that one. Like you had said, Caitlin Clark couldn't hold Paige's shoes right now. I don't know if that's what you said, but that's where you're at, right? Caitlin Clark, you said, isn't the best player in the WNBA. There are other players, but what is the WNBA right now? It's the girl who wears the name Caitlin Clark in the back
100%.
Of the jersey.
That's it. That's the driving force of this.
And this is the definition of our point exactly. I just want to let you know from the 913, you've defined exactly what we're talking about. If it wasn't for Caitlin Clark, you wouldn't even be talking about the WNBA. It's as simple as that. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. It's as simple as that. But because of her, we are talking about it. And because of her, we know more than one person's name in the WNBA.
Yeah.
So you're damn right, 913. It is as simple as that. It's as simple as a trailblazing superstar can create so much for a sport. If the Chiefs didn't have Patrick Mahomes, we would be talking sick in the face about can the Chiefs make a playoff game.
Yeah.
Now we talk about who are they going to play in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs were great in the 90s. They were terrible in the early 2000s. But Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes came here, and all of a sudden the Chiefs run the NFL. One player. It is as simple as that.
More popular than any NBA player other than LeBron James or Steph Curry. We've said that on here before.
Yeah, once LeBron and Steph are out of the NBA,
this is true.
The most popular professional basketball player will be Caitlin Clark.
She's popular than most every NFL player besides, you know, Mahomes, Kelsey. She's more popular than Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Somebody says, I can't name one NHL player, but I know two WNBA players.
Exactly, dude. Other than Connor McDavid, I don't
and
know what
Kachuk
I can do.
The brothers, there's three.
They're okay. Yeah, I'm like, P.K. Subban, he's retired. I don't know. It's not a lot for me.
Yeah, and nobody is debating 816, the popularity of sports, right?
For sure.
816 says it's NFL, NCAA, NCAA basketball, MLB, NBA, NHL, MLS, and then maybe WNBA. No one is arguing the popularity of the sport. But when you talk about the popularity that the sport is beginning to get, it is as simple as one person's name. And one person can make it for everybody, right? I've said this before with a Bible reference. Moses never found the promised land. He just promised people the promised land, and eventually they found it. Somebody's got to get you all riled up and get you to the point that maybe you'll eventually get to. Maybe Caitlin Clark doesn't see the top apex popularity of the sport, but by God, she's the reason why they got there. So, yeah, I'm not arguing the popularity of, and to have NCAA basketball third really is questionable.
Yeah, I was like, that whole list is a little weird, or whatever.
That's your opinion, man. So, yeah, is this the text line for 96.5 Sports Radio? Yes, it is.
Hello.
Your home for Kansas City sports. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to start, bench, cut at 9 o'clock, but we dive into what is going to be or who will be the sophomore slump of 2025's NFL season. You're listening to Mac Morey and Dusty Likens on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. This is Fesco and Dusty, but with Mac and Dusty, it is not. It is not. After hours? It could be. We can get there if you want. Here for another hour or so on this show. But one thing I want to dive into is sophomore slumps. They happen more often than not in the NFL. Some would say that C.J. Stroud hit one last year. Tough. Right, loses a top receiver halfway. Through the season, a little bit longer, but didn't have the year he had his first year. Right, first year was one of the best rookie years we've seen at quarterback in a while. Rookie year, not ever. First year as a starter. But your sophomore slumps could come from Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, or Drake May, which. One, do you think we see have a sophomore slump? Now, the easy answer would be Daniels.
Yeah.
Because of what he did last year. Rookie of the year, NFC championship game. Lots of heads started turning towards Washington last year and Daniels. In fact, I started seeing guys starting him at QB1 in fantasy football about week 4 or 5 in the season.
Mm-hmm.
But my answer would be Bo Nix. Because you have a division in which is absolutely nails that has a lot of tape on Bo Nix. And I would assume there's a lot of tape on Bo Nix from that AFC wildcard game where they played Buffalo. Now I know he hit that lightning strike in the first drive of the game that they hit a touchdown with. I think it was Cortland Sutton. Maybe it wasn't, that he hit over the middle for a big gain. And then Denver never did anything again. My vote was Mims. My vote would be Bo Nix. Okay. Not a lot of tape on Michael Penix to give me a fair evaluation. Fair. Same with Drake May.
Yep.
Caleb Williams had a freshman year slump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was sacked, what, like 70 times last year?
Insane. If he has a sophomore slump, then he's not starting the whole year probably.
Yeah. But I think the easy answer is Daniels. I think my answer is Bo Nix. Because I think he's going to have that defense, and I think he's going to lean on it more than I think he should. And videotape is out. You've got to play Andy Reid twice, maybe twice two full games. That one game they played last year and blew him out, that doesn't count.
35, no, it doesn't count.
I'm glad that you had a great game against backups. But I am interested to see what he does this year. Caleb Williams, big year for him. But I'm going to go with Bo Nix.
Love it. I'm not against that. He would be my second. I would go with the easy answer in Jaden Daniels. You look at some of their games last year, man. First off, that game they beat the Bears. They were down. They get that Hail Mary at the end of the game, all because Tyreek Stevenson or whatever that cornerback's name is in Chicago just starts taunting the fans, literally taunting the fans, and that ball gets tipped up to Noah Brown, all because he just decided to actually celebrate before they won the game. They win that game by 3 points. They beat the Giants by 5 points. They beat the Cowboys by one possession. They beat the Steelers. They lost to the Steelers. They beat the Saints by 1 point. They beat the Falcons and the Cowboys again by both one possessions. Just a lot of close wins against not very good teams. 22 players last year, as I mentioned earlier this week, on either expiring or one-year deals for the Commanders. Going to be a completely different season. That defense overperformed. Dan Quinn was in his bag. I don't know if he can do that 2 years in a row. This defense has got younger. I don't know if it's less talented, but they've certainly gotten younger and less experienced. I think the Commanders are just the easy take here, as you said, because his stats were also so good. I mean, but I don't want that to have to be the slump. I don't want it to be, oh, well, he didn't get his insane astronomical statistics that he got his rookie year, so that's a slump. I think we'll see it in the eye test as well. I think he'll be a different quarterback, less explosive, more questions. Defense has got a whole year to look at his tape. I think there's going to be harder on Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. Yeah, I would agree with Bo Nix as well.
Somebody in the text line says, Caleb Williams has to be good first before he has a sophomore slump.
Man, 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 6 picks for a rookie, man. I forgot when that turned terrible. That's terrible now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And again, flip side for that game for the Bears, by the way, they lost 10 in a row after that Commanders Hail Mary. That Commanders Hail Mary game against Chicago ruined their season.
Oh, yeah.
Ruined it completely.
Their coach was fired
two
weeks later.
Yes.
Because wasn't that the game before Thanksgiving? And then Thanksgiving happened, and they let him go out there and try to double down on why he made the decision that he made. And Eberflus was like, yeah, we did it, and I'd do it again. And then the next day, it's like, yeah, we've decided to move on. Take notes, Royals.
Yeesh.
When it comes to those quarterbacks having the best year out of them, I think this is set up for Caleb Williams to have a big year. His wide receiver room is super talented. And Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Luther Burden, I think will be fine.
For sure.
He's got a solid tight end option there as well. I don't know if it's still Cole Kmet, but I know it is, yeah.
Well, it's Cole Kmet, and they drafted the first tight end taken. And not Tyler Warren, but they took Cole something.
Slaw.
Love Strand. Love something. I don't know. But he could be. I mean, they obviously thought he was better than Warren. He could be the guy.
But
Colston Loveland.
Like that name. But they've also got the offensive mindset in Ben Johnson. They went and got Joe Tooney.
Yeah.
So they protected him for a year or two to get his confidence back. Because that's what's big for him is his confidence. Because if he's getting sacked 50 to 55 times, you can't have that. That's going to cause a quick trigger. That's going to cause distrust in your offensive line.
100%.
That's going to cause, you know,
frustration,
misreads, frustration, all that sort of stuff, and that's going to derail a quarterback. But I think Caleb Williams is set up.
No, there's not a lot of excuses for him.
No, I mean, it's got to be this year or nothing.
Yep, it's got to be good this year.
Yeah, it's either quarterback play is better this year or you become an influencer.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. That's where it goes. I mean, it's just, you got to produce the NFL quickly or you are quickly forgotten about.
Yeah, and I agree. We've talked about it, though. I think he didn't not produce last season. But
out of these three quarterbacks, who would you rather have as we get ready to start bench cut? Michael Penix Jr., Drake May, or Bryce Young? Going into next year.
Going into next year, I'm going to... I'm hot on Drake May, so I'll start him. Yeah, I'm going to cut Bryce Young, which sucks because he had such a good second half of the season. But I'm hot on both those guys. Yeah, start May, bench Penix, cut Young. Sorry, Bryce.
Coming up on the other side, it is Start Bench Cut brought to you by Jay Southland Toe. Get in the know with Jay Southland Toe. Start Bench Cut, 913-586-7965. Send in yours if you want as we dive into it next on Fesco and Dusty. It's Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.